The economy has made it difficult for many to find work, but one group that seems to really be struggling is veterans, especially those coming home from Iraq and Afghanistan. Meredith Kolias of Illinois Issues Magazine wrote in the latest issue about the problem, and she joins us now. Meredith, what did you find is the magnitude of this problem with veterans finding work?
Well, it seems that there seems to be a trend of younger veterans in particular struggling to find work once they leave the military. There seems to be a couple more reasons than meets the eye for why that is.
And what are some of those?
Well, we're finding kind of trends among younger veterans in particular. When they enter the military, a lot of them are coming from jobs that are really minimum wage, things like that. And so in the military, this is their first real significant job with real responsibilities. And when they enter a world into the military, in particular, that provides housing to people, provides steady employment, provides benefits, it's a real sort of structured and rigid environment, they have a lot of these things taken care of for them. So when they leave the military, there's sort of a poor transition where they're finding it hard to sort of translate the experience that they've had in the military into something that's going to get them a job when they leave.
Now, I've always heard people saying, I like having people who have been in the military because they are more structured, maybe they are a little more disciplined in some cases. A lot of people, I think, always thought that would be a real credit to have on your resume, but are employers looking at it differently these days?
Right, and you hear that all the time from people where they say, veterans show up on time, they're disciplined, they're hardworking, they do their job, but the problem is they're not being hired. There's a lot of veterans, job fairs, and things like that, but you find over the past couple of years on average that this particular group of maybe like 18 to 24-year-olds have unemployment rates that are consistently a little bit higher than the national average. I mean, so that does say something. Now, some of them leave the military and go to college, use their GI benefits, but there's just a lot of people out there that are struggling to find jobs.
And do we know if this is both men and women who have been in the military, both having these same problems?
Yes. This particular generation that's come up since after 9/11, that's gone to war in Iraq and Afghanistan, it's very increasingly female. Before the Iraq and Afghanistan conflicts, you would see maybe about 3% on average of the deployed forces would be women. Overseas, and now it's about 17%. So definitely that the problems that are affecting men are also affecting women leaving as well. And for women, in a lot of cases, a lot of the problems are a little bit more severe. We hear from organizations like Iraq and Afghanistan, Veterans of America, which was a nonprofit that was set up sort of after the beginning of the Afghanistan conflict that really advocates for veterans in Washington. You're seeing with these female veterans coming back, they're coming back with sort of problems to be addressed that maybe people wouldn't have anticipated.
What would some of those be?
There's a broad range of problems facing female veterans. One that's receiving a lot of attention right now certainly is the problems with rape in the military. Both men and women are victims of rape in the military at this point, and military sexual trauma, as it's called, is a big issue. It's a big problem facing both men and women coming back and trying to readjust to civilian life. You also have combat trauma is another thing. Another thing particularly for women is, for women coming back as well, is that they're more likely to see a drop in pay when they go to find civilian work, because the military sort of pays equally across the board, whether you're a man or a woman, and that's not always the case in the civilian world.
We're talking with Meredith Kolias. She's with Illinois Issues Magazine, and she wrote in the latest issue about the problems facing a lot of young veterans when it comes to finding work in civilian life. Let me just read a passage from your article, because you did talk with a lot of different folks, including Tammy Duckworth, the congresswoman, former veteran, and had been an official with the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. And she talked about a lot of these people are coming in for job interviews, and she says Some of these people are commanding anywhere from 10 to 33 people, and the employers ask, so what did you do? They say, I was an infantry platoon leader. I commanded 33 men, and to a hiring manager with little experience in military life, that may not mean much. So is she getting at the point there that, again, this divide we have of fewer and fewer people have ties to the military, maybe they don't know anybody in the military or have any family members that serve at this point, they're just not understanding what these jobs entail when somebody is in military service and how it can translate into jobs?
Yes, and that's exactly right. The military is sort of a very closed world, and it sort of has its own language, its own jargon. So what she's saying particularly is that you have, especially a lot of these younger people, they go into the military, they go through basic training, they learn, they go to school and learn their jobs in the military, they sort of learn the lingo, and when they come out, they sort of explain what they do in the same sort of language. And when you're trying to explain that to an employer that doesn't have a lot of experience dealing with military culture, for example, sometimes what they do is not actually, doesn't quite come across, as she was saying. You have a lot of these people that go into the military and they're really put in positions of high authority that you wouldn't have with someone in a minimum wage job. In the civilian world, you have them commanding people, you have them going to war, you have them dealing with running supplies, dealing with wounded people, for example. And these are all skills that you would think that civilian employers would like, but sometimes they don't understand the broad range of what they do because the way that these people explain it is not, doesn't quite get them there, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I was a little stunned to read, too, in your article that people who are helping veterans when it comes to looking for work, that they need to learn, they say, how to demilitarize their resumes, meaning they need to show what they did in the military, how that can compare to the job that they're applying for, where it used to be just having that military background might have been enough on a resume.
Right, right. And you're seeing that divide increasingly. I mean, we have an all-volunteer military. And so we're kind of getting, you know, farther and farther away from the World War II days, for example, when everyone sort of contributed to the war effort. You seem to have a bigger gulf between a smaller amount of people that are involved in the military and kind of know what that lifestyle is like and a larger amount of people that don't.
This problem seems like it would only be exacerbated if the military goes along with plans to possibly downsize here in the next months and years, that more and more of these people are going to be looking for work and maybe struggling to find it.
And this is not a problem that's going to go away, certainly. The military just announced plans to cut down the Army by about 80,000 over the next 5 years. And so, you know, conceivably, a lot of these people who are going to be leaving the military are going to leave looking for jobs. And some of them will be looking for jobs here.